In the U.S. Capitol, the much-talked-about Iranian charm offensive on the West seems to be falling on deaf ears. Lawmakers like the Senate Armed Service Committee's James Inhofe skeptical of Iran's sincerity.
There are enemies. They hate us. And anything that is going to be predicated on our trust from these people isn't going to work.
A group of 11 Republican senators has sent U.S. President Barack Obama a letter urging him to increase pressure on Tehran, warning that despite Tehran's diplomatic softening, Iran has not changed course. And it's not only members of the Republican Party, often at odds with President Obama, who are expressing doubts. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's speech this week at the United Nations failed to impress some Democrats, like Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Robert Menendez.
And I heard a lot about peace, which we, of course, seek to embrace. But it is very hard to be promoting peace when you are rushing towards a nuclear power for nuclear weapons.
Such wariness could be a big problem for Iran as it tries to convince the international community the time has come to ease sanctions, as many U.S. sanctions cannot be undone without congressional approval. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.